I'm excited and thrilled to be here. You know, I know the recent history of Blackburn, and it's exciting. I know that this club has tasted success in recent history, and it's something that we're going to try and get back. We want to be back in the Premier League as soon as possible. We've not given up this year. We have 10 games left. We know it's a mammoth job to try and achieve that, but I don't think it's an impossible one. If we can get ourselves into the playoffs, then it would be a fantastic achievement. And that is a message I want to get across to the players, that we still have a chance of doing that, and it's something we must believe. And we'll get down to working on that as soon as possible.
Are you confident you can turn the club's fortunes around, Graham?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here otherwise. You know, I'm very fortunate to be given the chance to do that. You know, this is one of the best jobs in the country to have. When it's been available in the recent past, there's a lot of football people would have wanted this job. I'm just thrilled to be given the opportunity to try to restore their fortunes, and I'll do my very best. Nobody goes into the business thinking they're going to be out of a job in a short space of time. You know, I'm hoping that I'm here for a long time, and I know that what the supporters want. We have to get ourselves back into the Premier League. It's like anything in life. Once you've tasted the very best, you want to have it all the time. These supporters tasted winning the Premier League, not just being there. So we have to get ourselves back into the Premier League. And I know that. I know that's what Mr. Walker wants. I know that's what every supporter of Blackburn wants. And it's certainly what I want. So we'll be working our hardest to try to achieve that.
Graham, many people have been saying that players have been underperforming here at Ewood Park. Will you be looking at that?
Well, we'll be looking at everything. We have 10 games to assess what we have and what we don't have, and at the end of the season we'll be making moves in the transfer market, both in and out. I think that's what everyone expects. That's what will happen. What won't happen is anything happening very quickly. We're going to have a long look at what's on what we have here, and we'll make judgments at the end of the season on what we want and what we don't want. And as I said, we're not going to dive in and do anything rash. We've got time to play with, and we'll do that.
Are you surprised to be asked now and not earlier in the season?
No, I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled to have been given opportunity now. I see it as a big job. I lived a lot of my life in Merseyside, which is not a million miles from here. I've got lots of friends here. There's so many attractions about this football club. You know, the fact is, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, I'm working for people who the priority is to make this club a successful football club. There's no other agenda. It's not about developing the stadium and selling it on, which unfortunately is the case in this country at the moment. And I'm just thrilled to be here. I see this as a wonderful opportunity for me, and it's something I hope that, you know, I can fulfil the ambitions and dreams of the Rovers supporters.
Have you changed as a manager? Have you matured over the years?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I was asked the question, have I mellowed? I think I've matured. I think I prefer to use the word mature because, yeah, I still get excited. I'm a jock, and I'm sometimes quite an aggressive one. I don't think I'll ever lose that. That's part of my makeup. But I think I've matured, and I think I'm now far, far more prepared to listen to other people's side of the stories now than I was when I was, say, a young boy at Rangers managing.
What have you got to offer Blackburn Rovers then?
Well, I've got a wealth of experience, and hopefully we can enjoy a wee bit of luck here, because everyone needs a bit of luck. I know that I'll get 100% backing from the board and Mr. Walker, and I'm confident I can do a job here. I want to emphasise that we have not given up the ghost this year. I know after recent results, and Sunday was a difficult game for us because, you know, we deserve to win the game, and the players may be feeling sorry for themselves, but I have not given up the ghost in getting into the playoff positions this year, and the players won't be giving up the ghost either. We still have a mathematical chance, and as long as that's possible, we must go for it. We've got some very, very hard games coming up. As soon as Saturday, we have an extremely hard one, but, you know, we have a good group of players here. We have players, if they perform to their fullest ability, they can beat anyone in this league, and that's the message we have to get across, and that's something we hope that we can achieve in the next 10 games, that the players we have here fulfil or play to their full potential, and if we do that, we have a chance.
And Tony Parks, you've kept him as your assistant manager.
Well, I've had a conversation with Tony, and I felt it was important that he stayed at the club because, you know, it's a big change when a new manager comes in, and there has to be continuity at a club. And, you know, who better? He's been here 20 years, and it's important that he fills me in on everything about this football club and the town and what the people think in the town and what this club is all about.
You brought Phil Borsmer in. What role will Phil have here at Blackburn?
Well, what Phil's job is basically, he's been with me wherever I've been. He's the fittest 50-year-old in the world, I think. He's in charge of fitness, getting the players fit, doing the rehabilitation when players are coming back from injury and they're ready to train again. And he's just my right-hand man, and I value his opinion on the football as well. He's played at the highest level, and I'm very lucky to have him with me.
Starts on Saturday, a tough away game at Fulham.
Well, I saw Fulham play on Saturday. I went to Bolton and watched them play, and obviously that was a bad result for them. They'll be keen to put that right against us on Saturday. They will see us. They will see Saturday as a chance to maybe kill off one of their rivals. For us, it's a monster game. It's not going to be an easy one, but it's, hey, with this group of players, it's not beyond us, because I want to emphasise the point. I believe this group of players, if they perform to their potential, are as good as anybody, if not better, in this league.